I would say we refer people who need Brian services to Brian, and Brian refer people who need services in the county and College Station to us. Brian is not normally taking owner surrenders. They're mostly taking strays, so there's a little bit more push of all the owner surrender calls to us. They are keeping the lines of communication open. Julianne and I have each other's cell phones. If there was an emergency, both of us would answer each other's calls. The first step in rebuilding the trust and relationships, building the bridges, was the five-year contract for the Brazos County tag.
Let me, and that also kind of grits as the board, you know, we've been through a very tumultuous 2 years, and it is our goal. You know, we are, I don't know, brother, sister cities, or however we describe ourselves. I mean, we live right next door, and we don't want there to always be the, you know, you're on one side of this lawn, you're this, you're on the other side of this lawn, you're this. We do want to eventually collaborate. We've just had to be very cognizant of, you know, our past and move a little slow, but we understand it's always in our best interest to collaborate with our neighbors, that when it benefits us all, and we really, you know, eventually we'll see where it goes. The tag contract was a big first step. You know, I appreciate Hugh Walker worked very closely with me on that. You know, we were able to get that done. That's kind of the first leap of faith, and then we'll kind of go from there. You know, obviously it's in everybody's best interest to work together, and we'd love to. We just have to, you know, make sure we trust each other and we're moving forward and we don't have any of the issues we had in the past, because nobody wants to see another breakup.